just called to say hello.
Keep going.
I think about you every night.
Yeah?
And I know it's late.
But I...
just can't masturbate. Hello.
Hey everybody, this is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Charlton Heston, and I was just going to say,
hey everybody.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say now. Oh well.
Now let me see, how do you operate this thing? Do you put the barrel up to your temple and you do what?
No, that was a mean joke.
What's that?
Chuck Heston.
Yeah, well, you know, he just brought it out in front real quick, you know, so everybody could get the jokes over with before he actually can't hear them.
I know.
So he'll have a grudge list whenever he finally does get...
Yeah, I know.
Alzheimer's will be just like Memento. He'll have him tattooed the names on his body. People I hate! I guess he'll have them under headings of goddamn dirty people I hate, yeah.
You guys, get your damn hands off me, you damn dirty, line, please.
So, yeah. So, he'll be just like, you know, Memento guy. Oh, jeez, I choked on my own spit.
Oh, jeez, he's got flush again.
Hey, and I had all this phlegm.
Oh, but swallow, come on, swallow.
I'm still getting over this stupid cold, man.
Swallow it, come on.
So anyway, I was going to say that we got an email.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got the forward yet.
No.
From Elmo. E-L-M-O.
From Elmo.
Yeah, you'll get him in your email if you ever decide to check that.
The Elmo, like, hey, it's me.
No, it's not like the Elmo, but it's somebody named Elmo sent us an email, just said funny. So I appreciate that.
Elmo. That's all it says is funny?
Funny in capital letters. So
wow.
I guess that means really funny. I'm not sure, but...
Elmo, you're a great person. Keep listening.
Elmo from Florida, I believe.
If you're pleasuring yourself to the show right now, please don't listen to my voice. Listen to the other guy.
Yeah. Pleasure yourself to Bob's voice. It'll make me feel better at night. Yeah, I think that we could only hope that somebody might try to do that. I don't think that really the chances of that are very slim.
Well, I'm going to make sure that Kermit writes in next, because I'm always... And Snuffleupagus, too.
Miss Piggy. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. That was really nice.
Cool.
So, hello. Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. Shit, I wanted to say that, and then I got kind of lost in my own thoughts about that.
Go ahead, Mr. Heston.
So, I was watching TV tonight.
Yes.
This being Sunday when we record the show. And, I was watching the new TNN, which stands for something else other than what it used to stand for.
Right.
And generally speaking, TNN is probably one of the most pitiful cable stations you'll ever find.
Right.
I mean, if you don't like wrestling and
I was just watching that
wrestling
tonight, too.
Huh?
I was watching it tonight.
Did you watch it tonight?
A little bit. Something about the stupid revenge video.
Oh, you watched that one?
Yeah, waste.
I didn't watch that, yeah. Most of the time it's a waste. I watched the game show before that called Oblivious. Did you see that?
Oh, I saw that last week.
Well, I was going to tell you that you lost out, my friend.
Uh-oh.
On your career. That other dude got it. Because that game show was actually pretty funny. And
yeah.
I think you could have been a really good host for that game show.
Yeah, that's what I say about Ron Jeremy, too, man.
What, you could have been a real good host for Ron Jeremy?
Yeah. No, just go ahead. I was trying to make a joke. Didn't work.
Oh, I see.
Go ahead. Just go ahead.
So anyway, this Oblivious thing is where they go and they... it's like candid camera.
Yeah.
But the twist is... Oh, Jesus. I just burned. The twist is that you... he asks you questions, and if you get them right, then they give you money at the end of it.
Right.
And the deal is you kind of ad libs all the way to the question.
Right.
And he's like a bagger at a supermarket tonight and then like in an auto parts store and stuff.
Right.
And I'm thinking, man, that could have been you. Because if you watch like those tattoo things and that stuff you did.
Yeah.
Where you walk up and you're asking people, you know.
I know.
Strangers, you're just doing a little riff on them, and then you're like, you know, hey, can you get your butt cheeks pierced? And you're like all totally straight faced, and
yeah,
and we don't see you, but we hear you. But
right,
but that was funny. I was thinking, man, that could be Miles.
You really thought that was a good game show?
I actually like watching it. Yeah,
it was okay.
I thought it was funny. I liked watching it. I think the people's reaction was funny. It's kind of an update, a twist on Candid Camera, obviously, but I liked it, you know? It was funny.
Yeah.
It was much better than anything else on that stupid channel.
Yeah, I don't really watch it that much, yeah.
But you don't think you could have done that?
No.
Nah.
I'd have to get a little perverted with it, I think.
Well, so what? You get perverted. What's the difference?
See, it wouldn't go on TV, though. See, that'd be the problem.
Well, I think it would.
I
thought it was a funny show, and I thought, hey, that could have been, you could have been involved, and that would have been great.
Something you could have thought of, you know?
I think I did think of it. I didn't think of it.
Oh.
I think, you know, the Candid Camera thing has been done to death, so I don't think anybody was thinking about it, but this is a pretty good twist. And the guy's passing out cash, and it's pretty funny, you know?
Yeah.
The problem is you probably would just keep the cash and say everybody answered it wrong.
You didn't answer the question correctly.
That's right. If you don't answer it correctly, see, I get the cash. The cash stays with me. Oh, you would be doing that. Get it wrong. Get it wrong. You'd be like, give me hints. Yeah.
I'll just read the question wrong.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that would be true, too. But I don't know. It was a funny show. I just thought, you know, it would be part of it. And then the other thing was, you know, Opie and Anthony got fired in New York.
Oh, I heard that.
I wanted to get your take on that incident.
I have mixed feelings.
I kind of do as well, oddly enough.
I mean, I wish I could command people to go, you know, get it on somewhere.
Sure.
But then they're like in a church, though, with, you know, like little kids and old ladies looking on. And
I really wasn't worried about that so much.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, what I was worried about was, you know, number one, I don't really understand why on radio they always want to get people to get naked and have sex because you can't see a goddamn thing.
Point.
And the other thing is, those people were like in their mid to late 30s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the people who got caught were like 37 or 35, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying you get a couple hot 18-year-olds or some lesbian action or something.
Yeah, I know.
And also get it on tape.
Yeah.
And make it more of a, you know, a visual thing. I don't understand the whole,
you.
I really don't get the whole, you know, I like, I never heard Opie and Anthony at all, because we don't get that around here. I hear Howard Stern, and I like it whenever he has that, because he does a really good job of it, but in the back of my head, I'm thinking, well, what's the point? I can't see anything.
Right.
You know, and I don't, you know, it doesn't really, it's all for whoever's there looking at it, not for me.
I wish we had that power, though, to command people, you know.
Oh, to do things like that?
Yeah.
I mean, hell, you can't even command your wife to do it. I don't know why you think.
I know. I mean, it's just not going to work, you know.
Get on all fours and bark like a dog. Well, maybe you've had some sponsors with some money, you know.
I guess.
By the way, the Butterfinger people never have responded to my request for Butterfinger bars.
So. Butterfinger wanted us to air their ads.
Right. I guess we're talking about it, so we shouldn't talk too much about it. But we.
Well,
said,
let's contact Butterfinger direct.
Yeah. I don't know how you do that, but I sent an email back to that guy, and they never did send anything. So.
All right.
I think they're saying, you know, tough luck, Buster.
I have a relative that's in advertising. I'll ask him how to do it.
Oh, okay. God, I still don't feel good.
Thrush.
So anyway, let's see, what else are we going to talk about? Oh, okay. Now I'm going to move into kind of some more, I kind of got a story here. I was trying to think of, should I do things that are like positive or things that are negative?
Negative.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. So, here's the negative story. Now, there's a few things that I really, really hate. Number one, panhandling.
Yes, I know you hate that.
I despise...
You loathe.
Panhandlers. If,
I know you do.
If it were legal to just, you know, cap them on the street, I would.
Right.
But, you know, until Charlton Heston, you know, regains his mental skills and runs for president or something. And number two is people who want to ride home.
Oh.
And that's where I'm at right now.
Oh, no.
Now, I haven't given people a ride home that aren't, like, good friends. These are
right.
like fringe people getting a ride home.
Right.
For a long time. The last time I can remember giving somebody a ride home, it was a bad experience, and that was probably 1993.
Yeah.
We're in 2002.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I've given people rides to, like, the service station,
right.
you know, to pick up the car, but not a ride home, especially if I don't know exactly where they live.
Oh.
So the other day, I finally broke my almost 10-year tradition of not doing that.
Right.
And actually, it was really all my fault, not really this person's fault.
Oh.
Though I'm going to bitch about it anyway. So I was working with a kind of a consultant person.
Yeah.
And they needed a ride home. And so
right.
I'm like, I'm in St. Louis City, and I live in Illinois, and this other person lived in Illinois. And so I'm like, okay, I'll give you a ride home on my way home, right?
Yeah.
Because they lived in a little town called Granite City, which is in between where I live and St. Louis. And you know, Granite City can't be that big, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, Granite City is one giant spiraling circle of a road to the center. It must be like a 100-mile road that never connects with another road all the way down to the middle. And guess where that fucker lived?
Oh, no.
Right in the center of that circle. Spiraling down. Is this where you... No, just a little bit further.
Keep going.
Yeah, now you gotta turn left up. Now wait, you gotta turn right. Now you got... And it's like, when in the hell am I ever gonna get here? I mean, there's only so many miles.
Right.
You know, I don't have to drive. I drive like maybe out of the city, I don't know, like maybe 15 miles or something like that. And Granite
right.
City is in between there. And so, I mean, I drove 15 miles once I hit Granite City. It can't be that big. I mean, I must have been going around in circles and didn't realize it. I felt like, you know, somehow magically got transformed to where, even though I was driving,
yeah,
he was like the cab driver, and I was a guy from out of town who doesn't know anything.
Right.
And he's giving me directions and everything, and I'm like going for hours.
Did you think maybe he was just leading you out in the middle of nowhere to...
Well, no, because there was still stuff around. I mean, it was constantly stuff around, like little neighborhoods.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't worried about that. But
like, I don't know, you know.
What, like some kind of weird rendezvous thing or something?
Yeah, you know, like, hey, since we're out here.
And since I got us lost, why don't we just get naked?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't any kind of crazy fantasy like you have.
Oh.
And it was a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes it bad, yeah.
Yeah, very bad. No, I wasn't worried about that so much. It was a fairly nice individual, and so far in my recollection of, you know, over the past 15 years or so of me falling for this ruse, they've all been fairly nice people. It's just, although, he wasn't quite as bad as others. The last guy I gave a ride home in like 93, I was working at a Best Buy.
Yeah.
Part-time, like to make some extra bucks.
Yeah.
And the dude told me where he lived, but it was totally not where he... I mean, I drove deep into North St. Louis to drop this dude off.
I live in Bloomington, Illinois.
Yeah, no, it was... He's like, oh, no, I just live off of 270 on Florissant or something like that. It's like, oh, yeah, I know where that's at. Zip, zip, right?
Right.
No, it's like, you know, back up here, over a hill, across the drawbridge.
Right.
You know. And then finally I get to this place, and it's like, you know, how the hell do I get out of here, you know? Because they lie. This guy didn't lie, but it's just like a wonderland. Granite City is a wonderland, people. If you want to take a vacation in your car, just drive forever.
Granite City.
Just go to Granite City and...
Come on down to Granite City.
There's nothing to see except for urban blight.
Oh, geez.
But you can drive around for hours and never leave Granite City.
Why is that?
I have no idea. I have no freaking idea. And then when I finally found my way back out...
Did he give you gas money?
No, no. No. I don't hit people up for money and stuff. That would be like panhandling, wouldn't it?
Did he get his books or anything like that?
No, I didn't forget his book. I made sure he had everything when he got out of the car. I asked. I took inventory as he got in, and I took inventory as he got out.
I'll mail it to you.
I had like a clipboard. You got your bag, your briefcase, check. You got your hat, check. Got your umbrella, check.
Wallet,
yeah.
Keys.
Wallet, keys.
Checkbook.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did that. So it was pretty straightforward as to what was going on, you know. But I think I'm good for another 10 years of not giving anybody a fucking ride, I can tell you that.
That might be a good idea with you, because you're very uptight.
I am super duper. Then I get home, like, normally it takes me, half an hour to get home, right?
Yeah.
Like, an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And this place was in between my house and where I was at.
That's not right.
I'm telling you, it was like the Twilight Zone over there, Granite City.
How, I mean, if not for you, how would this person get home?
You got me. You got me. They didn't plan ahead.
Wow.
I guess they would have called up their grandma or something. That's all I can tell you.
I don't know.
It's weird, I know. And it was very nice, and it wasn't really his fault. Totally, you know.
Any unusual conversation?
Oh, yeah. He's
oh, boy.
He would tell me stories that really didn't have an ending or a punchline. Kind of like this one, I guess.
Oh.
One time I was in, you know, California. Oh, yeah? What'd you do? Nothing. I'm like, okay.
Hour and a half of this shit.
Okay. And then where'd you go? Well, then I was in Kansas. I went to college in Kansas. Was that fun? Yeah, I guess so. But the weird thing was he'd totally initiate the story.
Oh,
and I remember, you know, I remember. And then he'd tell like this little thing and it'd be like, ask a question about it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like...
I've had 3 chicks at the same time.
Oh, really? How was that? So, you know, where did you put everything?
I don't know. It was
all right. It was all
right. It wasn't great. It
wasn't the best.
Yeah. You know.
So, yeah, I mean, I get answers like that.
And he's initiating it, though, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. I don't care. I don't want to talk to anybody. You know,
I buried my parents in the backyard.
Oh, really? Yeah? Did you mark the graves?
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah.
That's what it was like.
Yeah.
So it was like just like riding with you.
You weren't... Oh! I don't talk about stuff like that.
No, you say, I wish I could do 3 chicks at once.
Oh, please.
I wish I could bury my parents in the backyard.
No. No.
That's what you say. I wish.
I wouldn't say stuff like that.
Yeah.